provide them with farming opportunities. So what were the capacities that still needed to be hosted? I gave a mandate to be the innovator hub now in the African continent, let alone producing for IFA, all the things that are producing bombs and everything, but now they're given a specific responsibility of developing new technology to assist us to address some of the civilian problems more than just. Of course, you all know, and Abraham, I think you know this thing because you are part of the people, that every innovation that we have in the world was started by the arm in America. Whether it's computer, whether everything started from the arm, it simply means that they're the most innovative body that is there. Sometimes it's very underutilized. I think we should invite them, give them some time and engage them in what role they can assist us in their innovations and to deal with the question of local government. Because it is true that 63 of them, they will never recover easily. Then I think we're in crisis. It's something that you must discuss as a committee seriously and give some recommendation that may be considered by parties and other colleagues who are involved in this. Because even yesterday, I think you were taking a view that the write-off by ESCOM is meaningless, generally speaking. And then the 2.5 prime doesn't assist us on that. The real issue is that there are no resources to assist local government, both at the financial level, but also at the human level, or capital level. We have to work it out and see what we can do then as a team. I think the team has developed enough trust amongst ourselves. We can now, without taking a biased view, reassess what is it that we want to recommend to deal with the situation that is facing local government. Because it seems many of them, they don't have money. They don't have human resource. They are, even just simple project managers are not there. I think that's a bigger problem. No single project manager. That's why there will be no water. And then when the organ of state general, many of them, they've got so much capacity. I'm not sure why we can't force these other organs of state to assist the state. When there are problems, they must go there and assist, really, because they do have knowledge. This thing of organ of state waiting until everything is underground, I think, is a problem. It's a big, big problem. And I think we should hear them, what are the issues, the new innovation that they're designing. In fact, they're assisting people outside South Africa, Nigeria, and other areas better than they're doing here. I think we are not engaging them. I think COCTA should try to engage them. We'll have a discussion and see what else they can do. I guess we can get something that is very exciting from them. And those who design these things, they are much advanced technological than many of us. And we can really try to do that. And we should consider, of course, next week, we are starting our discussion on the report. The Seattle report, I think 17 and 18. I think it's going to go beyond the 18th anyway. It's a very detailed thing that we have to confront. Facing the organized churches and also organized formations, sometimes it's very difficult how we're going to do that. But of course, the freedom of that is FOSA. What do you call them, FOSA? The FOSA people should come, but I know that other also denomination also they want again to come. And I think what we should try to do in the meeting is not to allow individuals generally. These people should represent certain formation denomination. Otherwise, there are millions and millions of them who have already written letters and everything. If we can't have time to take all of them, but if we take them in terms of their denominations, or their churches, their religious sector, whatever, will be far easier for us to deal with this report. But of course, you also meet with a lawyer of parliament just to have a discussion about how do you deal with a report that is not prepared by us. It's prepared by a Chapter 9 institution and submitted to us to review. What do we do? Can we change the report completely inside our policy report, once it's given to us, belong to us. We should apply our mind, colleagues, on this and try to see what else we can do to address that challenge. I think the lawyer, surely if he's available, he can come and brief even the committee if he's available on these issues. I think he can be available maybe before we end the meeting, can come and take us through. Because then we have to prepare ourselves for next week. I hope that we are meeting here, Shari. Just to be sure that at least the venue is conducive enough to have space and shouldn't be the committee rooms outside. They're very difficult sometimes. Those ones were meant for and when we're young, unionists. When you go there, you don't even know what is this you are in. It's just the chairs and the desk. And, but now, leadership mustn't enjoy using poverty. Can we have parliament that is split by poverty? But you should deal with that, colleagues. And I think, Sharon, I think we can talk to Lynette, and Lynette can also persuade his boss to maybe before we end here, just to take us through what is the legal implication. Because this report was not conducted by us, it's presented to us for consideration. And then just to ensure that we don't do things without many members of parliament knowing. We know exactly what we should do. Once the report is here, belong to us, we can change it the way we want to change it, but we want to hear the view of a legal advisor for parliament. I think he could be, I don't think they're busy now. They can come and have a discussion with us. Let us consider then, colleagues, the proposed draft report on review and recommendation report on the portfolio committee. Of course, we have looked at it, we try to update it here and there, but I think members also must look at it. I know Mel Hemos wanted to propose one recommendation. It's in now. Can we go to page one? Page 1, any point there that we think is irrelevant? Except the research, I think we are here also, we'll assist from time to time. It's just I'm not sure what is reconfigured resources. Core function of a department, I don't think we can change it. Purpose of the report, can we, page 2, purpose of the report, and of course these are entities there that they account to us. Purpose of the report, are we happy with that? Can we move to method of reporting? Any new issue there? Can we go to report outline? That is page 3. Can we go to policy overview? Three bullet there. Let's go to summary of the previous key financial and performance recommendation to the committee. Is what we recommended last year, that's a progress made. Any issue there that we think is very problematic? Can we move to page 4, continuation? $249, is that 1,000? I don't have the copy. It's 1,000. Okay. Okay, can we move it? Of course, yesterday I think it was back and ESCOM again, it was that day. Let's move on to overview and assessment of financial and service delivery performance. Financial performance, expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, irregular expenditure, contingent liabilities, can we move for audit fundings? That area calls clean audit, those who got clean audit. Any issue there that you want to improve on it? Page 6, Finance Management Act and Treasury Regulations. There's a comment there that the department audit have come for 2016-17 requests from unqualified to qualified. The problem always that is there, I'm not sure how you're going to solve it. Community work program. But it seems the DG was indicating that they are working on it. We hope that they will resolve that. Key reported achievement, SALCA. Department of Traditional Affairs, audit findings.
Chair, on the bottom of page 7, the key reported challenges.
Page 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we go on to Department of Traditional Affairs. Okay. Yesterday, the National Treasury said that one of the challenges is that 62 municipalities, that the 62 municipalities that are at risk from ESCOM, for the most part, have unfunded budgets.
Yeah.
In other words, that they don't have sufficient revenue to cover their expenditure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we need to pull that out and pull it into the BRRR.
Yeah.
Because it talks to our financial management of municipalities, and it talks to the fact that exactly what National Treasury said, there needs to be earlier intervention and assistance from the provincial executives in those provinces.
But I think what we should do then can put as a recommendation.
Yeah, it comes as a that part can come as a recommendation.
Yeah.
But here in the key reported challenges,
yeah,
that many municipalities have unfunded budgets or underfunded budgets.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. MISA, perennial problem, but I think they are improving now. They have indicated the willingness to work. SALCA is working well, relatively well, and can we move again? Comment, SALCA has received a fifth clean audit, 444 key reported achievement. Three bullet there, key reported challenges, cost funding is always an issue, CRL, Rights Commission, clean audit, also they complain about money, but stage 9, 11, okay, yeah. That's what they reported. Yeah. audit funding cleaned there. They gave explanation, but I don't recall exactly what was the verified explanation. But they gave some explanation generally about it. But it was a minor issue, generally speaking. It can grow, of course. Let's move to key reported achievement. 454. Go 455. Key reported challenges. All of them, they always complain about limited resources, staffing, all these matters. Municipal Demarcation Board, 4.6. Issues there, the raise, financial performance, 19,000 rand, irregular expenditure, 3.1, audit funding, key reported achievement. But we should have a discussion sometimes with the board on the issues that I think were very dominant even yesterday of merging non-functioning municipality or two quad municipalities. I think we'll meet with them again when they come and have a discussion about some of the issues. Key reported challenges there. I think they raise a lot of issues that we must finalize this thing of two tiers. They think it's very problematic. Of course, ourselves, together with this team, we are going to be working with justice to deal with these provincial boundaries. Moose, the Palisade, Cabo Motive, Matatielen, etc. Let's move to governance 5.2, governance and operational issues. Can we move on then to what we call service delivery challenges? I think there was an observation that not all our disaster management teams in provinces are working very well. But I hope that the KZN disaster management responded well on the floods in the KZN. Of course, maybe more than six people have passed on, but at least recorded as six deaths. Of course, they're reporting at nine. Maybe they've already increased the number. I don't know exactly what is the number now. But it seems they responded very well that disaster management, they were well prepared for it. Of course, you are raising a point there that is not generally, are not all of them functioning at the highest level. Then I think we agree that we have to meet with the disaster management, National Disaster Management Team, and have a discussion about them on some of these issues. But we must get more research information about which provinces where they're not performing very well. Yes.
Can we schedule a meeting for the NDMC to provide us with an overview of their work in the past financial year? Because they didn't present anything on NDMC in the annual report process. So I would really welcome that. And as part of that, we need to look at the efficiency and effectiveness of provincial disaster management structures.
We have to conduct some research ourselves, that when they come to us...
We should
consider doing that. We should consider it. Centurion, yeah. But going to that side, they're working very well, I guess. Let us go to financial performance. There are three bullet points there that we are raising. Yes, sir.
just on the financial performance, on page page 6, under financial performance of the Department of Cooperative Governance, it highlighted the under expenditure of $3.18 billion. Now, I think we need to pull that out here at the end as well, because that's a massive under expenditure, and it's something that is affecting municipalities' ability to conduct or to deliver services. So if we pull it out here, we bring it in as part of the recommendation, because it's already in as a recommendation.
Yeah.
But if we just pull it out under financial performance, the under expenditure of conditional grants of $3.18 billion.
It's a lot of money. When municipalities are complaining about resources. Okay. Of course, table for committee, report, request. Is Mr. Reilly?
Yes, ma'am.
Again, yesterday, there was a recommendation from National Treasury that we need to review the quarterly financial reports that they produce on municipalities. And I think that we should put that in here as a reporting requirement that we review those on a quarterly basis, that they be tabled to us and that we review them on a quarterly basis.
I thought also you wanted to have a follow-up meeting with the person who represented the Treasury yesterday. Mr. Hartin, we didn't have sufficient time to engage. Maybe we should still consider calling him to have a very fruitful discussion with him. I think it won't be wasteful. Maybe when we are calling also the AMSCO people, also calling him, coming and sitting down on this matter. Try to come with some proposal that we can put forward. Yeah, I think we have been complaining, all of us, for many years now, but I think we must try to go for a solution. Yes, ma'am. There will be a bigger summary report. But there are municipalities that also should try to visit. There will be no reason why, I think. One of them tell us they were raising the point.
Yeah, I was saying, remember yesterday we also raised this issue to say, to this 67 municipalities, those that have not done well. Maybe besides just to get a report and also call them here, we wanted just to make a sample to take the top one, maybe the three top, and the middle one, and the bottom one, and then call the AG to come and at least also give us a management report. Because some of these things, Treasurer, while he was here yesterday, was saying that they have been raising some of these issues, and this, some of the of these means, but it's not because they cannot do well, but it's because they don't care. And they understood that they are in those red lines, so what? And even if you can give them money tomorrow, they cannot come out of the situation. Planning, poor leadership, and all sort of things. Maybe if we can get a sight of some of them in a sampling form, two on the bottom, two on the top, or two in the middle, then let's call them in. We can then have a detailed insight as to what is going there, that's going on there. Maybe call them, all of them in one hall here, but we're only going to deal with those that are on top, immediately and at the bottom, just for one day. The others might have the benefit of an understanding how do we intend to resolve the problem, even if they are not going to present in that meeting, but to be part of the bigger workshop of some sort of, it's going to assist them. Then from there we can come up on the report, even in the B tribunal, where we said, look, this is the standard we expect. If you don't do perform in this way, therefore, head must go on.
I think it's an excellent idea, and I think that what we should be doing is, rather than calling them here, particularly the bottom municipalities, they can't afford to bring a team to Cape Town. Maybe we should go and do oversight there, but we should do it just after their annual reporting cycle finishes.
Mm.
In other words, once their report has been signed off by the AG, then we go and say, right, now, what are your action steps? What are you doing? How are you fixing this, etc.? Because then we can identify, these are the bottom municipalities, these are the ones we want to go and do oversight, and we go and we drop in and see what the problems are for ourselves. But I think it's an excellent idea.
Thank you, Aramasi.
We can also ask the auditor
that 43% of the municipalities must be investigated. So let's go for these big cases. They must come in account what happened to that money which OJ General says it could not be accounted for.
Okay, I think we are, after the financial auditor statement, performance, we'll sit down. The DAG will be requested also to identify issues. Treasury also should be requested on that. And then we ensure that then we visit them, maybe two, and then we can then have an overall view on the state of the local government. Then we can make some real recommendation. In other area, we may have to even to reverse our demarcation and reorganize them accordingly. I'm just saying that we must do something because it's a perennial problem and we're not solving it by again going and doing this thing. Let us look at it in that way. I think the Secretariat will work it out. Can we move on to recommendation?
Chair, I'm happy with the recommendations as they stand, but there are two that I think we should add in here. The first goes to what National Treasury spoke about yesterday about earlier provincial interventions in terms of Section 1395 of the Constitution, which is specifically where there is financial non-performance by a municipality, where they are unable to meet their obligations financially. Province must intervene. So we need to put in a recommendation that says that we will I don't quite know how to word it. I mean, this is something that maybe the support staff can assist us with, but basically that we will monitor financial performance of municipalities and recommend provincial intervention in terms of Section 1395 where we believe it is appropriate. It might be a stretch too far. It might be something that we don't have that authority to do. But we can certainly make a recommendation. We can't implement it, but we can certainly make a recommendation. So that's the first one. The second one, Chair, is something that came out of the CRL presentation, and that was they requested that we lobby the Minister for funding for their national congress, conference.
Consultative conference.
The national consultative conference. And given that it is a legislative requirement, I believe that we should support that request.
Yeah.
I'm not wholly in favor of the CRL. I have problems with CRL as an entity, but it is in legislation, and I think that we should be assisting them to comply with legislation.
Okay, CRL. National Consultative Conference. Okay. Dad.
Remember, Chair, on MESA, we did not get the really truth about MESA. Why did they were late for submission? I'm raising this, Chair, because there were two contradictory statements. AG was saying, no, they've done everything in time. They don't want to commit themselves as the report that was outstanding. MESA on the other side was requested that they were late being audited and there were some information that were lacking. Remember that has also happened last year, Chair. So we are not really getting a full report on MESA. I still feel, Chair, that let's call MESA, maybe with the AG, and also go through everything with MESA. as me. I'm sorry, Chair, if I take you back.
Okay. Honorable Maluleke.
Chairperson, I'm not sure whether I'll be right over. But this problem of merging these municipalities, it's a problem. The poor ones, they are merged together and they cannot be viable. So I don't know how we can put it as a recommendation to the MBD and to the department to consider merging. Maybe the one that can assist the poor one to be viable.
Okay. We'll try to.
Chair, we've noticed in the Clockwe Ventersdorp every time. In that merger, what happened was that Clockwe, which was a reasonably well-performing municipality financially, was merged with Ventersdorp, which was a very non-performing municipality, and it basically sucked all of the finances out of Clockwe in a year. They had reserves of 120 million rand, and suddenly they're now in debt and they owe and they can't meet their payments and the like. So we need to be very careful about dragging down a performing municipality with a non-performing municipality. And I think that one of the key things that came out of the conversation yesterday that I didn't go on about because it wasn't the issue that we were here to discuss, but one of the things that came out very strongly from the National Treasury people was that their advice on amalgamations was ignored. And they said, this is not a good idea, and it was ignored. And I think there needs to be some kind of legislative requirement for the MDB to factor in National Treasury's input on each amalgamation to determine whether or not a municipality will be viable based on its new demarcation. And
Mayor, do you? Maybe what you should do with this proposal is to meet with the department and raise with the department that we should try to deal with this thing legislatively. Because maybe they were going to assist us if they were allowed to influence the decision, but they were ignored. The reason that we are having now that many of these municipalities will never, I don't think they will ever be up and running in the near future. Then it's something that ourselves, anyway, we are members of parliament, we are policymakers, we have to look at it seriously and make some proposal when we interact with the department. Okay? Any other issue on recommendation? There are five recommendations. Two headed, the existing one, 7.1, 7.2, just use 7. Don't use the Roman figure one. Just use 7.1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then again, that's what we want to do. We are appreciation there, surely. Everyone is appreciated. Even those who get unqualified report, no qualified report. Honorable Masipa, we are happy with that. Okay, can we accept this one? Okay, comrades, honorable members, we accept the report. And it's going to be worked out then accordingly. It will be given to Chairperson again to look at it. And then members also will have a copy. Then if there are major issues that you want to change, we'll meet next week urgently. If there are issues that we have to change. Because as you look at it, maybe we can also come out with some of the issues there. I guess we didn't have enough time yesterday to engage with the treasurer, really. I think what they were reporting a very good report. I think it was a very strategic way of approaching, but because there were many anyway, and then we shouldn't. That's why I think we are saying we must meet with them again as a committee, have enough time, have a discussion, raise the issue of their recommendations and the demarcation issues, viabilities of these municipalities, what they propose. When we go and meet with them, at least we are well informed and we are able to tell them that not doing this way, not that way. if there will be a need to meet next week for a report, if there are members, when you read it again, you look at it, you think there are issues that are missing, please would indicate, and then we can also have a very 30-minute meeting next week before we start with the CR reports and other issues. Just to ensure that we don't push in such a way that we don't have time to relook at it. You may consider your notes and consult your notes, and then you can pick up a very important point that you think is not covered, even in terms of just observation, general observation. The observation that so many municipalities are not really viable is a bigger issue. And then that's an observation. And then, of course, the point that is raised around the treasury. I think we should sometimes take a decision about this matter as we meet with the department. That even when they come to report to us, the demarcation board, they must explain whether they've taken into consideration the treasury recommendation. Just to ensure that at least we assist them also to consider that. Honorable members, it seems tentatively we are accepting the report. Of course, we are putting a day next week, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, because we can start with it and endorse it in 5 minutes, generally, if there are issues that we need to change. What we don't want to do is to take something to the chamber when members generally have not really considered every word of it correctly. And then we should allow that space to do so. But the meeting accepted the report as a draft report. And then, of course, once it's finalized, we will see. I think we adopt the report now. I think that's what we have to do now. Anything about the report that we want to consider? Okay. It seems on the report issues we are done. Secretariat, you work out the report. On the recommendation that we have raised and observations, I think by tomorrow we'll have a copy because there's no major changes really. And then members will have that copy as a final document. But if there are issues that members think must be arranged, reconsidered, I think we are open on Tuesday, we are open on Wednesday. Before we start the bigger meetings, we can also consider some of those issues. Before then we take it to processes of parliament for ATCs and all those matters. And the WIP would also work out and the team in terms of the preparation for this report, what we do with it and all those matters that deals with the procedural matters of parliament. Then thank you for that. One issue, of course, that the secretary is reporting is that the Honorable Masondo team that we met from China, they are intending to invite us to go to China. We met with them, we talked about the nationalities and all that. Honorable Masondo, you are assisting us on that. They are considering to invite us to China, maybe November or first week of December. The staff then is going to be working with them. When we are ready, also they have invited us formally in terms of the letter. But they are making follow-up on this themselves. They want to take us through and see some of the areas in China, their challenges. Surely they will do that immediately after the National Congress, because the Communist Party of China is having a 19th National Congress. I think after that, then we will then go to China. And then we're saying that we shouldn't go when it's too cold. And then we should go now, at least now is the beginning of winter. But winter there is real winter. We don't have winter in South Africa. This is a real winter. And then it doesn't assist us to go there when we can't go out. And that would be very bad to do. So let us work it out to the team. I think the members agree that we should work it out. And then members will be informed again in our meetings from time to time. Okay, we'll develop a new program then for oversight for next year, generally, to start developing this area, following up on the area that we raised yesterday. And then we'll have other meeting with other comrades. Yes,
I apologize, Chair.
No problem.
I just remembered something that I noted in here. And that was that on the on page 4, there was policy priority, the second bullet point from the bottom, about the completion of the bucket eradication program. Now, the bucket eradication program, for the most part, sits in water and sanitation. But there is a strong indication that the work of bucket eradication resides in municipalities. And I just want to suggest that the bucket eradication program and all the funding for that program be transferred to COGTA and made a COGTA priority rather than a water and sanitation priority. I don't know if the rest of the committee agrees with that, but it just seems to me that the program itself resides with the municipalities and they're the ones who are expected to do it.
Can we put as part of our observation? We put an observation, we engage with them because they're going to have joint meetings. And then, because what you don't want is to go to the chamber, raise it, and they stand up there and say, no. I think we should put it as something like that, yeah. Okay, colleagues, it seems we are true. If there are new ideas again until next week, really, feel free. A meeting of 10 minutes won't kill us. We have a 10-minute if there are new issues, and then we take those issues there. We have a very complete report. We have adopted it, but there's no harm for members again to re-enrich it to ensure that we do it. Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. You can enjoy tea and water.
Stupid.
scientific. information
take the minister and just the minister as a tender the apology was we are meeting now and end of the so we have moved to approval of agenda. We are happy the agenda. We will move for approval. Contact discussion. Contact discussion that is 3.1. What you want us to do with the problem? The problem of the committee or problem of the parliament?
The problem, Chair, of the committee. Also, Chair, a matter that we discussed